You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. A small Burmese refugee community known as Pa Khoi is nestled in the hills of northern Thailand. It's home to about 150 people who live in homes with no electricity and until recently no clean water either. Reporting for KCBX News, Rachel Showalter found out how a group of Cal Poly students engineered a solution.
Engineers Without Borders is a nonprofit organization dedicated to fostering engineering projects that empower communities to meet their basic needs. Cal Poly's student-run chapter of Engineers Without Borders designed and installed a sustainable water filtration system in Pa Khoi this past December in order to produce clean drinking water for the community. The system had to be designed to filter out both iron oxide and E. coli from the water, while also increasing the overall water supply to the area. Not to mention, this entire structure had to be able to work without relying on electricity and require very little technical maintenance. Abby Bullen is a mechanical engineering student at Cal Poly. She was one of the leads on the team called Operations and Maintenance for the clean water filters.
Operations and maintenance is how do we teach the community how these work, basically, and like how they're going to care for them.
The system includes 8 large tanks that sit on 2 separate concrete rebar-reinforced foundations. PVC pipe runs water through each tank, filtering it through layers of gravel, sand, and something called schmoozdecki. This is a biologically active layer that takes several weeks to build up before it begins feeding on other harmful bacteria in the water. Bullen was in charge of designing the manuals for this system to be understood by the Pa Khoi community, who speak a language called Lahu. A translator was with the team for the first few days of the project, but after she left, the language barrier created significant challenges.
The rest of the month, we had no translator. Once we started construction, it was all like hand motions, working together with people that don't know what you're saying all the time and what you don't know what they're saying. It was difficult, but it went super smoothly. They were super, super capable of everything that we were doing.
Cole Cuccinella is an electrical engineering student at Cal Poly. He's one of 2 project managers for the team and says communication was actually made easier because the community was passionate about the project's success.
It was incredible seeing like the community's ownership of it, how hyped they were on it, and how many community members were just huddled over this manuals, like wanting to learn about what it was. And they're not just sitting there thinking, oh, sweet, like they're going to come and install something that makes our clean water. It's like they actually wanted to know how it worked.
The language barrier wasn't the only challenge these students dealt with. The construction of the system itself proved to be a lot of hard labor. Because there is no electricity in Pa Khoi, the water had to flow through the filters using gravity. This meant the system had to be built on the top of a hill, and all of the materials had to be physically carried up to the site.
It was hard. It was really hard. It was kind of like boot camp, and it was something like 100,000 pounds of like gravel, rebar, sand, aggregate, cement.
Cuccinella says the students weren't the only ones pulling the weight, and it was rewarding to experience the morale of the community.
And there were days that I swear we had over 30 community members hauling sand up this hill with us, and it was just like, they're not getting paid. Their work ethic is incredible. They teach us a lot more than we could ever teach them.
For most of the team, the project related this work directly to the students' courses. But Cuccinella majors in electrical engineering, and this water filtration project involved no electricity.
No matter how much I like electrical engineering, I do get sick of staring at circuits all day long. And the coolest part about EWB is you start to learn about things that are unrelated to your major, you're forced to.
The team says that now, 7 weeks since the installation of the filters, Pa Khoi should be benefiting from clean water. Based on the success of similar filters in other areas, the students say this system should serve the community for at least the next 10 years. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.